It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for July, and although it was a mixed performance to end the week, we did finish with weekly gains pretty much in most of the crops. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, we've wrapped up the third week of trading for July, and we actually finished with the grains mostly higher. Friday brought in a little bit of contention for the wheat market, and it did bring Chicago wheat to end the week on the negative note, but we did see gains pretty much across the board and everything else. Now, what we're looking at for this last week, of course, weather was a major contributing factor to see the push as hot and dry conditions continue to grip the northern plains and the western Corn Belt. Hot temperatures continue to be an issue as far as the Corn Belt is concerned as well, but they've gained a little bit more moisture come across. Now, we also did see war premium as we see an escalation in the war between Russia and Ukraine. That was part of the problem on Friday, is that the rumor was that Ukraine is trying to make a deal with Russia to offer safe passage for grain vessels moving through the Black Sea. Of course, Ukraine denied that, but the damage was already done in wheat as they opened sharply lower and continued to trade with losses. We did trim those losses late in the session off of the denial coming from Ukraine, but damage was done for wheat and we did see some profit taking take place. Corn and beans continue to see some pretty good strength, though, as weather continues to be an issue. And also some concerns about what's going on over in Europe, as it looks like Europe could end up being a major importer of corn because of the drought conditions that they are also seeing. By the time things wrapped up here, we saw Minneapolis wheat gain 21 to 22 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 4 cents. Kansas City gained 13 to 14 cents. Over in the corn market, we saw 19 to 20 cent gains. Still not up to those May highs as far as corn is concerned or Minneapolis wheat. Soybeans, though, traded to three-year highs as we saw 43 to 50 cent gains pretty much across the board in the soybeans. Soybean meal was up close to $11 to $13. Soybean oil did finish lower, down about 50 cents, and bean oil or canola was up anywhere from $29 to $30. Cattle had a better performance as we did see some gains this week, mainly off of position squaring ahead of the reports on Friday. Live cattle did finish up anywhere from $2 to $2.50, while feeder cattle were steady in the August contract, but up $2 in the deferred months. Lean hogs finished up $1 to $1.20. In the outside markets, crude oil gained $7.50. Gold was up $37. The dollar was up almost 0.75 cents, and we did see the Dow Jones lose close to 375 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.